Message number 56. Significance and power of prayer. Thursday, March 24, 2011 at 23:00. My dearly beloved daughter, it is with great joy that I reunite with you this evening. You are now filled with the grace of discernment and are very clear as to the right path you must follow. Finally, having surrendered in union with me, you are now free. Free of doubts, clear of conscience, stronger than before, and ready to reveal to the world my promise. My word will convey the urgency needed to be prepared to open up your hearts to the moment when all will be shown their sins. By being prepared and forewarned, many, many more souls can be saved. The higher the conversion, the weaker then will be the persecution which will follow. My daughter, never become complacent, neither should you be fearful of future events. All will pass, and in its place a happier world with greater love everywhere. Message is simply to remind all of God's existence. Tell my people everywhere that these messages are simply to remind all God's children that He exists. They must also realize that their souls are the most important part of their human makeup. To look after their souls is vital if they are to share in the wonderful future that awaits all. People simply need to remind themselves of the Ten Commandments and honor them. Then all they need is to follow my teachings and live their lives as I have told them. The reason I give prophecies is to prove to my beloved followers that a divine intervention is taking place. By doing this, I hope they will open their hearts to allow the truth to sink in. Divine love brings peace. Many people pay lip service to my teachings. For others, they find them boring and tedious. By imitating me, they are afraid they will miss out on the comfort they believe that material things will bring into their lives. What they fail to understand is that the only real comfort they can possibly experience is divine love. This love can only come into your life by drawing closer through simple prayer to me and my eternal Father. Once you experience this peace, you will find yourself free from worries and stresses. No amount of false stimulants can match the euphoria that comes about when you become close to my heart. Not only does this love pierce your entire body, mind, and soul, it enables you to live a freer life. You will experience a deep contentment unknown to you before. Then you will be taken aback at how little the world of material luxury appeals anymore. You will lose interest in these things, and this will surprise you. O children, if you could only try to come close to me, you will finally become free. No longer will you feel an empty despair in your soul. Instead, you will be calmer and less of a hurry, have more time to show interest in others, and feel at peace. This will radiate from you. Others will be naturally drawn to you. You will wonder why. Don't be afraid, for this is the grace of God at work. When you are filled with grace, it is infectious, and then it spreads to others through love. Then the cycle continues. Please remember, children, therefore, the significance of prayer. The power it yields and the speed at which it travels to envelop all those fortunate souls who are drawn into this cloud of love. Satan's web of deceit causes fear. Just as prayer and love for one another gains momentum, so too does the hatred that spews forth from Satan. The deceiver working through these people who have no faith or who are dabbling in dark spiritual games spreads his deceit. His web of hatred traps even those on the farthest perimeter who may feel that they are living a reasonably good life. This subtle web can entrap anyone who is not careful. The one common denominator all those who become trapped feel is unrest, anxiety, despair, and fear. This fear turns into hatred very quickly. Run to me, all of you. Do not wait until your life is turned upside down by unnecessary grief. Because I am always there watching, waiting, hoping that each of you will let your pride fall away so that I can step in and embrace you. Go into your church and pray to me. Speak to me at home on your way to work. Wherever you are, just call out to me. You will know fairly quickly how I respond. Wake up, open your closed hearts. Wake up, children. Don't you realize by now that you need me? When will you finally open your closed hearts and let me in? Do not waste valuable time for your own sakes and that of your families. I am love. You need my love to quench your dehydrated and malnourished souls. My love, once you experience it, will lift your spirit and allow you to feel real love again. This love will then open your mind to the truth, the promises I made for each one of you when I died for your sins on the cross. I love you, children. Please show me the love I implore of you. Don't remain lost to me. There is little time, children, to turn back to me. Don't delay. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.